When was the last time you felt truly desperate? I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. In 1952, Florence Chadwick attempted to swim 26 miles. She was already an accomplished swimmer, but that day, thick fog set in, and she struggled to see her way forward. After hours in the cold water, she gave up, only to discover she was less than a mile from the finish. Later, she said, "If I could have seen land, I might have made it." She tried again, but this time, despite the same fog, she reached her goal. What changed? This time, she knew what was there, even when she couldn't see it. Desperation can feel like being in that fog. In the Bible, we see many people who met God in their lowest moments. There's Hagar, a woman who fled into the desert, running from mistreatment. Alone, scared, and with nowhere to go, she thought she was invisible. But God appeared, calling her by name and offering hope. She called him the God who sees me. Once, the disciples of Jesus found themselves on a stormy sea, fearing for their lives. Amidst the crashing waves, Jesus walked out on the water, calling his disciple named Peter to step out of the boat. Peter did, but then began to sink, crying, "Lord, save me!" Instantly, Jesus reached out and caught him. So in our desperation, God's hand is there to catch us. From ancient deserts to stormy seas, and even in the fog of modern life, desperation can be the place where God meets us most clearly. Our weakness doesn't disqualify us. It invites him in. If you feel like you're barely treading water, know that God sees you and is ready to meet you. Land is closer than you think. I'm Bonnie Sala. Ready to grow your faith? Discover practical tools and more at guidelines.org.